Hi, everybody. Welcome back. It is the Pat Miller Program. Again, don't forget tomorrow for 3 hours from 3 to 6 on the Pat Miller Program, a very special 9/11 remembrance, some of it from our network connections and some of it from right here in the WoWo studio. You'll hear from Caleb Blakesley. You'll hear from Darren Wright. You'll hear from Mike Rags and from me as we walk through what it meant. Remember, the four people that you're going to hear tomorrow on my program, all four of us lived in four different states at the time of 9/11. So we come with some different perspectives, but we also come with the same perspective. Sounds confusing, I know. Sitting off my left elbow in the newsmaker chair, are you okay in that chair?
I'm great on this chair.
Yeah, you notice I'm in a lower chair, because when your back sucks, you sit where you have to sit. It was either this or the floor.
All right, I appreciate you getting off the floor for me.
How long have you and I known each other? 20 years? 25
years? It's got to be at least.
Yeah, I mean, since back when I didn't know anything about radio and you
probably
knew everything.
Yeah, it had to be. It was before 9/11.
Yeah. Had to be.
Yeah.
So, well, there you go. One of the hats that you've put on at this station of life, you've been a dad and you've done radio and you've worked and you've helped students. And now you're also helping, and you have done this for now like the last 4 or 5 years.
I think I've been on the actual board for the Johnny Appleseed Festival officially for maybe 4 years.
Okay.
This will be my third festival since Festival 46 last year.
Okay. So let me ask you the question. Here it comes.
Yeah.
Can the festival come back? Are we okay?
Yes, it's an outdoor event. That's
right.
The first thing to remember.
Which helps.
Yeah, it is. It's an outdoor event. There are the CDC or the health department here in the county have no restrictions for outdoor events. That being said, we are encouraging people to wear a mask if that makes you comfortable.
Yeah.
I know I probably will be while I'm there. You know, there's no gates or, entranceway, so there's no way for us to check people when they're coming in.
Yeah.
But it's outdoors, and we feel pretty comfortable that it's going to be fine. We've got lots of hand washing stations. We've purchased a bunch of new hand disinfectant stations all over the place.
And, yeah. Okay. Yeah, which is cool. It sounds like you're covering your bases, and if people want to wash their hands every 12 minutes, they can. And
they can do that.
Yeah.
And we get this is an odd year coming off of all this stuff that's going on, and I know there's going to be some people who aren't going to come out aren't comfortable. That's okay.
Yeah.
That's.
This is over 2 days in September, the 18th and the 19th.
Right.
So, and it's from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. on the 18th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on the 19th.
Correct.
Okay. And lots of stuff there. One of the things I enjoy when Kim and I have gone to the festival, she always buys something because she's looking for something like around the kitchen or the dining room or something, and she's always found something that's a really cool little gift for somebody, But the thing I like, too, are sometimes the little shows that go on.
Oh, yeah.
The little stage shows
demonstrations. We've got three stages with entertainment full-time on all three stages, both days. One of the cool things that's coming back this year is on Sunday morning is the Swedenborg church service.
I'm sorry, do you need a Kleenex?
The Swedenborganism.
The Swedenborganism.
Is John Chapman, Johnny Appleseed, was a missionary for this church.
Ah, okay.
So they're going to do a traditional service like that on that Sunday morning. That'll be kind of cool.
They're doing an actual service?
Yeah, they'll have an actual church, And I didn't know anything about what Swedenborganism is. So I looked it up. John Chapman, Johnny Appleseed obviously was. Ralph Waldo Emerson was, remember that church? Andrew Carnegie. And TV's Dr. Oz.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, Dr. Oz is weird.
Helen Keller, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow, that's amazing.
I didn't know that. Literally, I learned that today. I looked it up because I wanted to have something intelligent to say with you.
Yeah, which is not hard. Okay? if you can complete two sentences in a row, you're usually a step ahead of Pat Miller.
But no, there's great entertainment. We have roaming entertainers again this year, too. A festival favorite is back after several year absence. Possum Molly is a pioneer woman, and she has, possums and stuff. She's just great. She wanders around and does these different shows. She's a lot of fun.
Real possums?
I believe so. I don't remember Possum Molly, but I've heard so much good stuff about her, and we're able to get her back, so we're pretty excited.
Well, I'm going to bring producer John with me to the festival.
No pets.
And I'm going to make him walk.
Sorry, John.
I'm going to make him walk like six steps in front of me, so if a possum goes nuts, it's going nuts on him before it gets to me. I still have time to turn and run. So what's the thing that you enjoy most about doing this festival? Is it the connectedness to the town or the people or Johnny Appleseed?
You know, for me, it was such a fun festival just with my family. And long before I got ever got involved in it, it was just one of those ones we liked. It kind of kicked off fall for us. The food is amazing.
Yeah.
It's just one of those, it's a no pressure. You don't have to spend a whole ton of money to enjoy the festival, or you can go crazy and do all kinds of stuff, you know?
You cannot do that, Kim. Okay? Just so you can't,
no. Okay. There are, by the way, over 100 craft booths this year.
Wow.
We've got somewhere around 23 different demonstrators who are going to be there. They're not demonstrating. They're actually demonstrating making things.
I was going to say,
I have to reiterate that now since 2020.
I get those people calling me here. Yeah.
We have, I think, a little over 43 different food vendors. Most of the favorites are all coming back. And one of the things I like about it, as I got involved in the festival, was, you know, it's the whole festival is put on by a volunteer board. No one makes any money off it, stuff like that. But there's so many organizations. As you know, you've been involved in marching bands and stuff like that. So many organizations go there, have their booths, and this is their major fundraiser.
Yep.
I grew up, you know, my kids were Southwest, so we Homestead, and the marching band there's got their chicken and dumplings. But, you know, Carroll High School's out there, Concordia.
Well, I know that Carroll, too, with their cobbler that they do, mm-hmm. I know that that is one of their major fundraisers from all year. So, they all took a kick in the head last year.
Oh, and we felt horrible about you know, having to cancel. We didn't have a choice last year. Some of them were able to do a one-off thing on their own.
But sure.
We know that this is an important thing for them.
Yeah. If you look down through the list, and can people find this online?
Yeah, the actual Johnny Appleseed map that you can also get while you're there is online at our website, which is johnnyappleseedfest.com.
Yeah.
And you can click on it and look at it. But it shows you where everything is, where the three stages are, who the different vendors are going to be, and the food people, and all of that. So.
Yeah. Some of the schools, you've got like Northrop, for example, their Choral Association. That's where you get your grilled chicken quarters and all that stuff. First Presbyterian Day School, because you need a cookie or two to get you through the next hour.
Of course.
So that'll be there. Concordia High School, one of my favorite bands in the land, by the way. Corn on the Cob, Strawberry Apple Shortcake, and all that. You've got, and we talked about it earlier, Carroll High School, the Carroll High School Boosters. They call it heaven in a bowl. And once you're about three bites into it, you find out that that really is exactly what it is. And yeah, as he said, the Homestead High School Marching Band will be out there. I'm sorry, the Homestead Spartan Alliance Band.
The parents. There. I don't think the kids are doing it.
Yeah, chicken. Yeah, we do want those brats around. Chicken and dumplings, cider and water. But on top of all that, I mean, go out there. You know, if you spend the day there, you can start with a late breakfast, early lunch, and still go out and buy stuff and still have dinner there. I mean, or if you just want to come in, get some food, grab it and go, you can do that too. But it's a great day. I mean, and there's two days of it.
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of people, my tips I tell people is plan on walking.
Right.
There's a lot of walking. And so, you know, and obviously dress for the weather. And then visit. There's so many different areas of the festival. A lot of people just come and get in that central area where a couple of the stages are and all the food and stuff. But go down and see make sure you see the Civil War encampment down by the river where they shoot the cannons off.
Right.
And then on the other end of the festival grounds, over kind of near Parnell, you walk across a little footbridge there through the woods, and you get to the Trapper and Traders area, which is really a fun area with the.
Now, the footbridge, is it able to handle like a large weight dispersion?
I've walked across it several times. It's solid.
But we don't dare you and I walk across it together.
Well, we can tag team it. You know?
There you go.
It's but it's a lot of fun, and so many people just, you know, I always think, you know, the millions of apples that Johnny Appleseed has produced through his work is probably only equal to the number of cool memories that come out of the festival. This should have been our 47th, but it's 46th take two.
Wow.
This year.
Wow. You can find a lot. JohnnyAppleseedFest.com. And Johnny, since there's 90 million different ways to spell that, J-O-H-N-N-Y.
Right.
So JohnnyAppleseedFest.com. And you can get all the dates and the times. In effect, if you click on the main link, all that comes up and you can see it. It's on Saturday. So you can go there on Saturday the 18th, Sunday the 19th.
Mm-hmm.
Opens at 10 both days. Closes at 6 on Saturday. Closes at 5 on Sunday. And the reason they close an hour earlier, and a lot of people didn't know this at the start, but they close an hour earlier on Sunday because after church I come back through. So what happens is Homestead is out of the food and Carol is out of the dessert because I've been back through there. Well, listen, congratulations on being part of this and having a great festival in place.
Well, thanks for letting us talk about it and letting people know that it's back this year.
Well, but don't you think people are just screaming for some normalcy?
Oh, yeah.
You know, and this is part of that.
The response has been overwhelmingly positive when we were talking to people or on our social media stuff, and people are just excited. You know, a lot of people use this with those craft booths like that. I know people who go there and literally do all their Christmas shopping, and it's done before fall officially starts.
I can see that being done. Mm-hmm. Yep. They go in there and do that. You know, we've had other festivals where either the parade was canceled or half of the festival was canceled or another one where most of it was canceled. And it's like, oh, come on, let's get back to normal. This ought to feel pretty normal.
It should, yeah.
Yeah, we'll have a great time. I'm sure I'll see you there.
I'm sure you will.
I'll make sure that if you see me in line, like at Homestead or at Carroll, that you're right behind me in line. Because then I can turn and go, Dad, are you picking us up? Hey, listen, thanks a lot, John.
Thank you.
Podcasts by Federated Media.